Welcome to What Are You Sporting About Podcast, a podcast about business, employment, sports, and entertainment to help educate, support, and guide you to your next level. Here's your host, attorney Savania DeBarros.
Hello, I'm Savania DeBarros, Protector of Athletes, and I am so excited today. Let me just be real with you guys. I feel like I've kind of been putting off this week because I wanted to make sure the next conversation I brought to you made sense. So for those who don't know me, for some who probably do, let me reintroduce myself. My name is Savania DeBarros, Protector of Athletes, and I am also the owner and principal attorney of the S.L. DeBarros Law Firm. I am coming to you guys live now from the Algarve, Portugal. So literally there's water in front of me. I was going to try to sit that way so you guys can see the beautiful view, but the sun was literally behind me. So it would have just been way too dark and you wouldn't have seen anything. Anyway, so today what we're going to be talking about is expectations. Seems simple enough. But I've been that person that's been in the space of having expectations about someone or something. And then it upsets me. It gets my hopes down. It gets me into a tizzy where I shouldn't be, right? And so how many folks have created these expectations about something or someone, and then you realize that, Why was I even expecting that? Here's the thing about expectations. So when we do a good job, we expect to be rewarded, right? When we study for an exam, we expect to get a good grade. Those are reasonable expectations. But there's even limitations on that. So if I study for an exam, but I only just partially study, why would I expect that I'm going to get this miraculous grade to come out of somewhere, right? Even though I do a good job at my work, I can't expect that a boss or my boss would reward me in some particular way or reward me the way that I think I should be rewarded. So the thing about expectations is rerouting them to be forms of reasonable expectations that only we know to be reasonable for ourselves. So that means that we have to take away the idea and the standard that we put on other people, because we can't expect that other people would know or would do things the way that we do. Does that make any sense to you? Right? So often we are upset and confused, and our hopes are literally destroyed because we put too many expectations on people or things. And the only person that you can expect things from is yourself. So when you start creating that limitation around people and things and the expectations that you've drawn up in your mind, it will help you to avoid the catastrophic emotional deficits and, you know, feeling like someone has completely let you down. Because here's a conversation I had this past week with a group of individuals around expectations is, you know, sometimes people don't even know that we expect certain things for them, or that we expect for them to do a thing or to show up a particular way. Listen, I've been there. I still make that mistake sometimes by believing that other people will rise to a particular standard or my own expectations, and I haven't even communicated that expectation to them. One essential thing that I do as an attorney in my practice with my clients is we always talk about expectations. Because even in the business sense, people will let you down. But if you've never communicated that this is your expectation, they have no idea what the measure is for them, what that standard is, right? And so this is something that you have to be willing to communicate to the people who you care about, the people who you want to work with, and even yourself. So whether you're an athlete or business owner or entrepreneur, there are expectations around a lot of things that we want to accomplish. If you decide that you are going to sign a particular contract, what is the expectation of that contract? What is the expectation of what your obligations will be? What is the expectation of what you will receive by accomplishing that obligation? That takes you stepping outside of your comfort zone and your box and communicating clearly to the person on the other side, what do you expect to get out of this? Or what do you expect to do? And it's okay to even say, what do you expect to do for me? We're just being clear. We're being clear about everybody's expectations and intentions, right? So I want to invite you to the first annual NIL Combine. It is being hosted and powered by Athletes Make Moves, our sister brand, to help athletes, entrepreneurs, and business owners get clear about their name, image, and likeness, how to properly set up businesses, how to construct their marketing around their branding. I mean, we got so many things going on, guys. We're going to have industry experts, financial and insurance business owners coming in to help you understand how to set up your business and your brand in a way that it works for you. And you're going to learn more about those expectations during this event. It's a two-day powerful event where you're going to get the opportunity to meet other individuals who are similar to you, who are in different areas than you, practicing in different areas as you, but also amazing people who operate in the sports industry that you may want to connect with. So this is a great place for you to come connect and network, start building your communities around your brand. So I invite you personally to Athletes Make Moves first annual NIL Combine. You don't want to miss this. Even if you're not a student athlete, you want to be in the room. I promise you that. Make sure that you get your ticket right now by going to athletesmakingmoves.com/NIL Combine. And guys, I want to sign off by just encouraging you to have those hard conversations, by challenging yourself to also make sure that you understand what is my own individualized expectation around this person or this thing, and then have the strength and the courage to communicate what those expectations are. That way you can save yourself some of the heartache and the drama that stems from not having those conversations prior to, right? So come and join me this July 29th and 30th. For the NIL Combine. And let's have more of this conversation in the room so that we can help you to be powerful and show up in a way that other people don't even expect. But you will be able to show up in a way that screams to other folks that I am ready, I am here, and I know what I'm doing. This is my day. This is my opportunity. This is my chance to be the amazing entrepreneur and business owner that I desire to be. All right? So guys, I'm Savannah DeBarros, a protector of athletes. And as always, it is my pleasure to educate you, motivate you, and support you to your next level. Until next time, I will check you guys later. Ciao.
Thanks for joining us this week on What Are You Sporting About podcast. Make sure to visit our website, prosportlawyer.com, where you can subscribe to the show in iTunes, Stitcher, or whatever your favorite platform is, so you'll never miss a show. And while you're at it, if you found value in the show, we'd appreciate a rating on iTunes or iHeartRadio. Or if you'd simply tell a friend about the show, that would help us out too. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, What Are You Sporting About? Attorney Savannah DeBarros is available for private consulting at sldebarros.com. And remember, we're here to educate, support, and guide you in your journey to success, because we're all sporting about something.